Hey, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And in today's episode of The Startup Chip, we're going to talk about how to learn new things.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done. Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So, well, first, let me ask you, I mean, you're a lifelong learner. Like you,
yeah.
I used to call myself a learning lunatic, right? Somebody that's,
ooh, I like that.
Yeah, somebody's like passionate.
But I like it when you call yourself a lunatic.
A lunatic. I know you like that branding. I'm a little crazy about learning.
Yeah.
And learning is really something that I'm in deeply in love with. Well,
yeah.
Let's do two things. Number one, I don't think we have to talk about what the value is in learning new things. People that listen to this podcast are already on board with us on this.
We would have to assume that, yeah.
Yeah. But I am interested, where did you learn to learn? And then how do you learn new things today? Like maybe we do a little bit of like the origin of or what influenced you to be a learner and how do you got into learning things and maybe the early ways that you discovered that you really are interested in that. And then today, what was the last thing we learned? How did we learn it? What strategies do we use or have we seen other people use? When did you always knew that you love learning? Did you ever, like, was that ever a conscious thought? Oh, fuck, I love learning. Or was that always just part like breathing and eating?
I'll go take it to the meta level first, right? And say like, if you're a kid, you're learning.
Yeah.
Like when you're a child, we have kids, right?
Yeah.
And I know many of the listeners do too, but even if you don't, just watch a kid.
Yeah.
Just watch a kid, a young kid, like that might not know anything, right? Anything mean not know the world yet, right? Like 2 years old, 3 years old, 4 years old. Once you're five, I think things start changing. I don't know. Some psychiatrist or psychologist probably prove that right or wrong. And if you're learning, you have to learn how to walk, learn how to talk, learn how to eat, learn how to like deal with life, right? Learn how to deal with other people. And so I would say that many folks just need to go back to their childhood and think about like times when they were really excited to learn. Because I know it's like learning's like at the end of the day, learning and struggle aren't too far away, right? Especially if you think about how you learn to like roll over. When you're a kid, not roll, you know, like, I forgot what they call it, like rollover.
Yeah, roll over. I know
like
what
you
mean. Yeah.
You can only be on your back or your stomach. You can't fuck yourself over, right? I just keep thinking about the dog that can't do that. But anyways, and it was a struggle.
Yeah.
Like you watch a baby struggle through that. Like they're like it's just weird, right? They even get frustrated. You can see it. It's a baby. Like all these emotions are there, right? And so for me, like, I don't know if I was ever conscious of this, that like I like to learn, but growing up, I watched a lot of what I wouldn't call learning, but a lot of like determination, persistence, and like, for lack of a better word, my father, my parents breaking through walls or solving problems. And I don't think you could do those things unless you're actually trying to learn.
Yeah.
Right? So fundamental to like doing anything meaningful in life, including rolling over when you're a baby, is a learning process. Because at first you don't know how to do it. And then you end up learning. Right?
Yeah.
And so I would say, just to keep it meta for a second, there's learning, there's struggle related to that always. Because if you're learning, there's some struggle happening, whether you consciously realize it or not. And then there's another component of it, which, you know, many folks have talked about and stuff, which is the childlike curiosity.
Yeah.
Not childish, but childlike curiosity.
Yeah.
And I think when you couple those things together and you realize that, like, at your best, when you were a child, you probably felt really motivated at that time. Like imagine the first time you went to a playground, it's all these cool things.
Yeah.
You had to learn them all.
Yeah.
Maybe, depending on your personality, you're either super scared and didn't want to do anything or like super motivated and just jumped right into it. But that's all personality. But both types are still learning, just different methods, right? So I would say that like my best piece of advice before we continue on this is like if anyone's wondering how they learn, just think about how you learned when you were a child. So I don't know if I've talked about this before, but I had a dear friend and also a team member at a couple of my companies, and it was the most impactful thing when he told me how he, as a child, would go into the playground. What he would do is he would stand on the edge of it and watch. And then when he felt comfortable, he would go in.
Yeah.
So that illuminated me on his natural way of learning.
Yeah.
So for that gentleman, if we just said, here, go, he didn't know what to do. He would just scramble, like didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
But if we gave him a look at what it would be like or let him view it, or gave him really great instructional material or an experience, a video or something, he got it. And once he was comfortable, he was great at it, right? But if we just threw him in, which oftentimes with other team members it was easier to do that, then he would just flounder and we couldn't figure it out. And then I just started talking to him one day, like, hey, what's going on? What's up? And he's like, oh, you know, when I was a child, this is what my mom said about me. I'm like, oh, yeah. And that just completely changed the relationship.
Yeah.
Right? We never really had trouble with him because he'd always, you know, when we threw him in, he'd always try to figure it out. It would kind of work out. But when we did it like this, it was game changer.
Yeah.
So to me, I look at it like we're learning beings, you know, and,
yeah.
and we just might not know what the best way we learn is.
So I think the tip there is ask yourself, how did I learn as a child, right? How did I learn and what were my best, most impactful learning
when was I happiest learning or,
yeah.
or you know, because everyone has that.
And even if you think you know, even if you can't remember, in either case, you could just go and, if you still have parents around, ask your parents or your siblings if you have those and see what they say. Maybe they'll uncover something, remember something that you have forgotten. So I really like this. This is
so
really
I'm going to give
cool.
you mine because I'm
yeah.
sure you have one, right,
yeah.
of how you learn.
Yeah.
And an example,
yeah.
right? I took apart everything in the house, especially most of the electronics. Took apart the phones, took apart the radios. I wasn't trying to be an engineer. I just wanted to know how it worked because that was the easiest thing to figure out how it worked. You can't read a book and figure out how it works.
Yeah.
But you can look at your telephone and there's a screwdriver. I broke everything in the house. If I asked my father, he would say, yeah, you were opening everything and it would drop everyone crazy. I'm like, yeah, but I want to know how it worked. Like I had circuit boards out and everything. Oh, and then I'd try to put it back together. Right?
This
so
is
that's how I learned.
That's such a common example, usually for more technical people.
Yeah.
Right? But this is a common example of really smart people, I feel, is that like, well, growing up, I always wanted to know how things work. So it was just like taking them apart and trying to put them
I had
back
the book
together.
How Things Work.
There you go. Wow.
You know, like it was that deep.
Nice.
Right? They bought me the book at some point. I'm like,
nice.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
They probably didn't want me to take apart all the shit they bought in the house.
Nice. That's awesome. So, two things. One, on the example of children, one story that I like to tell that I love about children growing up is one step ahead of your turning around is the learning how to walk, right? And one thing that's beautiful about children or about humans as they grow up is that there's a period of time where there's very little, if not no ego involved and no self-consciousness. Like, are people watching me? What is this going? And then all you get is pure unfiltered curiosity and a drive to explore,
yeah.
right? And those two things are such potent mix. That's why we learn so much at a really young age. I don't think that should waver off as much as it does, because you get this example where like a baby tries to learn to walk, and they just, you know, they try and they fall. They try
yeah.
and they fall. They try and they fall.
They don't
day
stop.
In, day out. They never go. You know what? Fuck
I'm done.
This.
I'm not going to walk.
I am clearly not talented. This clearly is not for me. I'm just not a walker. I'm going to be a crawler. Like it's.
I
opposite.
Got one for you, just
right.
to add to that.
Yeah.
But everyone around you is walking. That
yeah.
makes a big difference, doesn't it?
It does make a big difference. It does make a big difference. But there's things. I'm curious if what a baby would do. I'm sure they did some experiments on that in the past. What a baby would do that could walk that's surrounded by people that can't. Would it still try and try as much? You're shaking your head in more like
so.
A disbelief. I don't know.
It depends on the child.
I don't
it depends
know.
Depends on the personality.
I don't know. We're not going to figure that out, but it's
no,
an
we're not.
Question,
I just had to
right?
throw that one for
now,
you.
Now you're pushing me in all this direction. Now remember this experiment where they try to figure out if there's a world language. So they
yeah.
had children that were in a foster home, babies. And the whole experiment was that they would get minimal human interaction.
Yeah.
Only food, shelter, everything they needed.
Yeah.
And they all died, which is where they figured out that babies need human
interaction.
Touch.
Wow.
They need intimacy
yeah.
or they die. It's crazy.
Wow.
Crazy. Because they wanted to see if we don't speak to this child too much or not at all, will babies grow up and have like a language we have forgotten or like a something?
Yeah.
And no, all the babies died.
No language, nothing.
Food, shelter, they're all taken care of. They died because of lack of human interaction. Anyways, but this would derail us. This is a powerful,
sure.
powerful past example. But for me, my experience was, I think, very different from yours in terms of growing up, because I would say that in my household, there was not a lot of like joyful learning or learning in display.
More struggle?
It was more struggle than anything else. Yeah, my mom never went to school. She was not somebody who was reading books or anything. She was just watching television and working. And my two older brothers were just stupid and also not really like into learning things and into exploring things and into knowledge or into school. I hated school with a passion. Hated it. The worst experience ever. So up until I was 16, I mean, I'm sure as a child, I did a lot of learning. Sure. But from the time I got into school till I was 16, you would have asked me, to cross off, I like learning or I hate learning, I would cross off, I hate it.
Yeah, but that's what they call the school of hard knocks.
Yes, there you go.
That's the school you're in. You still learn.
You're still learning. You're just learning different lessons.
Judging by what you're telling me about your brothers, they were the school of hard knocks for you,
that's
probably.
That's true. So for up until I was 16, I did not think of myself as somebody that learned learning or that was that much into it. But then there was something that happened that really disconnected school and education in school from learning to me. And I started kind of falling in love with learning, especially with reading, like which was something – I didn't read a book till I was 16, like not a single book in my life. And then I started really falling in love with it and became
what
really
changed?
Passionate about it. It's a longer story, and I don't want to.
That's okay. We'll have a whole episode on it. Yeah.
So
life changes.
So for me, what it was, I've told this story before in other areas. I had a big argument with one of my brothers about success in life.
Yeah.
And so one thing I always had was this kind of inexplainable confidence with no competence. I thought
confidence with no competence.
Yeah, I always thought I'm going to do great things in life.
Okay.
I'm going to fucking change the world. I'm going to do huge things. Even when I was 10 years old, I was telling my mom stories about
awesome.
That. But there was no.
That's like manifestation at its best.
That is. I don't know. So this is why I do believe that ambition, I'm not sure how much ambition can be learned.
Would you say you just really believed in yourself at that point?
I think, I did always believe in myself. But it's not just that. There was an inner drive for greatness that I can't explain by my environment.
Okay.
I can't explain by somebody told me to do this or I saw this with somebody.
Okay.
I didn't see it in anybody. Nobody told me this. It was just, as far as I can remember, I always thought I'm called for greatness out of delusion or whatever, right? So
I doubt it was delusion. But
okay. So anyways, I had this big argument with one of my brothers one day about success in life. And his version of the argument or his stance was to be successful. Successful for us meant making a lot of money. Means one or two things. You either become academically successful, become a doctor or lawyer or something like that, or you have to do criminal things, sell drugs, make a ton of money and things like of that nature. Well, I hated both of these options.
Yeah.
So I was arguing against that. So we were going back and forth and back and forth. And eventually I remember this moment very clearly. He looked at me and said, "All right, smartass, what's your plan for success then? What are you going to do?" And I opened my mouth and no words came out. I was like, I don't fucking know.
He got you.
He got me. That was the end of the argument. He won, right?
Wow.
And that was the moment where I couldn't walk around and be like, I'm going to do great things without having an answer to how. So when I was looking in the mirror in the morning and the entire day, like this now was driving me like, holy shit, I have no fucking idea what I'm going to do in life. I have no clue. So then there was a very simplified, childlike way of thinking. I was like, all right, I don't know what to do to be successful. So where do people go to find answers to their questions? Books. And then I remember I was watching tons of movies and television. So I'm like, what's some ways I've seen on TV that people make a lot of money? I've seen the movie Wall Street. Stocks. People make millions with stocks. At that point, I have no fucking idea what stocks are. Like, I don't know this is, right?
You don't even know the 101 yet.
I don't know nothing.
Like, stocks? Like, dollars?
It has nothing to do with the weather. I don't know anything. I have no concept of a business, shareholder, equity, nothing. So I'm like, oh, shit. I guess, like, people can make money with stocks, and maybe I should get a book to learn what they are. And then a few days later, I got all my courage. I went to the local bookstore, and it took me half an hour to an hour to get the courage to walk in. I remember standing in front of the bookstore forever, watching people walk in and out, because to me, it was a super intimidating place. I'm like, I don't know, maybe somebody asked me a question. Like, I've never been to a bookstore in my life. So to me, with 16, it was super intimidating.
Yeah.
Eventually, I walk around, I see the corner with like business and success books. I pick up the cheapest book, and I'll show it to you. I actually have it
awesome,
here.
Awesome, dude.
Right? The cheapest book I could fucking find about stocks for like 10 Deutsche Mark back then. It's like $5, right? And I buy it. I hide it under my jacket coming home. I don't want my brothers to know I buy a book. Right? They fucking make fun
school
of me.
Hard knocks.
School of Hard Knocks.
Oh, man.
So, and it's written for somebody that has like $5 to spare about stocks. Like, it's written so simply. And I'm so grateful that
that's
I picked
good.
Them.
That's
yeah,
good.
Because I read it
that's
and
good.
Understood it, right?
Yeah.
And that was the most magical moment in my – I read that book and I was like,
oh
my God. Like, that's what business is and stocks are.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I gave my mom like a 2-hour speech while she was like cleaning the kitchen. I'm like, this is crazy, stocks. Why are we not putting our money in stocks? And then I wanted more. Like, that was such a beautiful moment.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, I get it now. And this seems like a really cool thing. And I went back to get more books. And then that led me to like learn, pick up a book about like entrepreneurship. I'm like, wait a second, there's this thing. You want to tell me there's this thing where you need no certification. Nobody needs to tell you you're allowed to do this.
And you can do it.
And you can do it and make as much money as you want with it. All right.
I'm in.
That's it. That's my plan. That's my answer.
And then you went to your brother. You're like, yo.
Now, I don't even know if I ever went to
get
that.
Yeah, you just kept quiet.
I just kept going with this.
That's awesome.
But that made me fall in love with reading because that was the only source of knowledge around these topics that I had. I had nobody in my environment, immediate environment, extended environment that knew anything about any of these things. So I started reading more and more books and I started falling in love with, like, I remember thinking, this is insane. I'm reading this book about this billionaire, and it's like, it's almost like he's in my room and he's teaching me these lessons or telling me these stories. And I fell in love with that feeling, right? That feeling made me want more knowledge, more books, more stuff. And that really made me passionate about learning more so than anything else. So that's my background story, the baby walking story.
Love it.
Where so let's zoom into today. How do we learn today?
Yeah.
Well, first, what was the last time you would say you? I mean, I know that you're learning things all day, but when was the last time you learned something? Maybe that's memorable that would highlight your approach to learning.
I still do the same thing.
What is it?
Let's take it apart.
Take it apart. How do you do that? Give us an example. Because it's not about physical objects.
No,
you're not walking around taking
pieces. Yeah, I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know.
Sometimes, but.
Not anymore because that's not my thing. I honestly, my motto is just take it apart. So if I want to learn something, just take it apart. If I wanted to learn, I mean, these days it's Google, to be honest. Mm. Like if I have a new thing I want to learn about, I'll just Google it. Very similar to your bookstore, right? Like, and look for the content that's basic.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the thing that gives me a foundational understanding. So there's two things I would do. I would go search for the information, and I'd find the information that's foundational.
Because
I don't necessarily want to go to some advanced thing,
right,
if I don't understand it yet. Right. So trying to think of like a good example, because I've learned so many things so recently about so many different things. Probably the most classic way I would learn something new, like let's say I wanted to learn, like there's a lot of industries I want to learn about, right? Like let's say I wanted to learn about farming. For example, a lot of my relatives, like that are passed away, did a lot of farming. We had lots of farms, apparently, right? I barely knew this. Now I know this.
Yeah.
So I'm a little more curious about farms, right? I'll go to a farm, take the tour, just absorb it. So for me, learning has a lot to do with absorption of the information, observe and absorption.
Mm-hmm.
So like, if I can just be there and watch a farmer, I'll learn. Because like, I always feel like. Especially being in like startup land, business and stuff like that, you're essentially always trying to, in my mind, you're always trying to find opportunities, find problems, and then go fix them. And so if I can just observe someone farming, I'll understand about farming. If I can't observe someone farming, I'll go Google it to figure out how to farm, right? I know about grafting. I know about like seeds. I know about like all kinds of stuff about farming just by Googling them. So I think for me, it's just like not being afraid of the information and going and just finding it. And I really believe people have different ways, right? For me, I don't need to do it if I can read it or I can observe it. But that's also a personal thing where I think if you have to do something to learn it, that's the most inefficient way to learn.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. So
that's
these are the
way.
Philosophies.
Yeah,
inefficient.
Yeah, yeah.
Slow.
Yeah,
I just call it inefficient. It's not efficient for me to go have to be a farmer and go learn how to farm and get a certification in farming and all that. When I can just plant something in my backyard if I want the experience, or I can go read about it in Google if I want to just get information, or I can watch someone that does it.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. So for me, this is a strategy that is so second nature that I don't think about it as much, but there was a time where it was a real revelation. I think one thing that made me a fast learner early on was that I learned a few things about the subconscious mind and how we consume information that made me believe so much in the power of my mind and brain that I was not concerned about if my conscious can keep up with certain things. So that, what that would practically translate to is that I would read books and at certain parts of the book, I might not understand all the details.
Yeah.
It would not slow me down. I'd be like,
I like it.
My subconscious will figure this out eventually.
Yeah, we'll figure this out eventually. Yeah.
And I would just keep
going.
I
like it.
Right? And a lot of times people, they read and when something becomes too complicated or they don't fully understand it, they slow down to a halt.
Just reread it, Google it, something, right?
Or, and that is good. That's even good. It might be a little slow, but still good. But the worst part is what I think most people do is when something becomes difficult or complicated to understand, they slow down and then they just stop and quit.
So they don't push through the struggle.
They don't push through the struggle of it, right?
Yeah.
If there was
like imagine if you walked away after 15 minutes before you walked in that bookstore.
Yeah.
Your life would be different.
My life would be completely fucking different. Yeah, absolutely. Right?
That's really powerful.
I've wondered what would have happened if I picked up a book that was really complicated.
There's a
right?
few layers there.
Yeah,
right?
Walk
in.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So, so one thing is I would always consume information relatively fast and not be too concerned about will I remember everything tomorrow? Did I understand? Did I understand all the details? Because my model of operating was my subconscious mind is massively powerful and I will figure this out. Sooner or later, the information will click in the right way. I don't have to care about this, right? So that was something that definitely
sped
things up.
I want to double click on this.
Yeah.
And this might be right into tips, actually.
Yeah.
Not even mine. It's going to be right into tips. And it's a question to get you to give us a tip.
Okay.
How would you advise someone on doing what you did in terms of the subconscious mind? Because I think that's probably the key to learning. So that's why I like to absorb and observe, because I don't need to, like, I don't think when I'm observing.
Mm-hmm.
I might be taking notes if, like, I have work to do with it.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I'm just watching.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to think too much about it.
Yeah.
And I'm just bringing it in. So I think there's a lot there. How'd you do that? Most people, I don't think, have made that connection, actually.
Connection, yeah.
Consciously.
So there's a lot of literature about this out there that people can read about.
Yeah.
To simplify this without going into depth of why this works or what the scientific explanation is.
What's the thing someone can do today?
The model that I would think in is imagine your subconscious mind being this massive database that's just almost unlimited. It can consume all information and it can compute it in a speed and level and connect things, the dots, in ways that are impossible for you to consciously follow.
And this is every single person,
every
correct?
Single human on this planet.
Thank you.
Right?
Okay.
If you're aware of that or not, you have this. So a model that you might use and I might use is that I go and I consume an insane amount of information, consciously, subconsciously, by being part of it, by observing, by looking.
Yeah.
And all I'm trying to do is have as little filters as possible. So that means I don't want to slow down the consumption of information by conscious understanding.
Less ego, less opinion, less trying to
calculate
it or whatever.
Less trying to form
opinions. So don't use your brain.
Yeah, don't use your conscious brain, right? Which for most people is like your inner dialogue, the voice things, right?
Yeah.
Don't use that. Don't try to analyze what's going on. Just open up the brain metaphorically and just consume as much data as possible and relax into it. Like not worrying, but does my conscious mind know what's going on? Just consume everything. Then there's step two, which is let it marinate, let it connect, let it compute whatever it is, and have trust a relaxation that I've learned a shit ton and there's going to be ways that this is going to manifest itself.
Right.
And then step three, and this is something you have tons and tons of proof of that I definitely do. This is why I follow this method.
Yeah.
Step three is it pops up. It appears. I say things or I understand things.
It just shows up.
It shows up.
And you're like, what? It showed up.
Yeah. And you're like, oh shit, I really know a ton about this.
Yeah, that worked.
Right? Yeah. and it's not always immediate. It's not like I do this in the morning and then in the afternoon there's things, right?
Yeah.
It might happen a month later or even 6 months later. But there's this – shit, I was capable of things and I can collect it back to all this learning, all this consumption of information. Yeah. But it didn't need a step in between, which was now that I
write it down, review it, think about it, analyze it, and remember it even in detail.
I remember everything that happened that day. I don't remember anything that happened while I was walking around the farm. But funny enough, now, you know, I've invested in something in farming, or I I explained something to somebody, or I connected the dots in some creative way that I'm like, oh, that's so interesting. Why do I know this? It's that formula, basically. Just open up as much, consume as much data, relax into it. Don't worry about understanding everything or being able to recite or repeat everything consciously. And then you'll see that these things pop up.
They just show up.
That knowledge is available to you, right, when you need it in the right doses, in the right format. So
love that.
That's it. That's it from us.
See ya.
See ya.